If you guys know me, you know that I normally am not one for introductions. I usually just sort of get straight to it, but Dallas pointed out that a lot of the faces in here I don't recognize, so it's probably a good time for me to introduce myself. My name is Steve. I'm the pastor for Revive Church out of Piney Flats. We were birthed out of GMC earlier this year, so if I haven't... Yeah, got some Revivers in here. If I haven't met you, I'd like to. So that's my introduction. That's about as good as it gets. I'm going to go ahead and get started. How you guys doing? Pretty good? We're closing out the Psalms series tonight. We've been reading quite a few psalms, many different types of psalms, psalms of lament, psalms of wisdom, royal psalms. But tonight we're going to do something a little different. Normally, we take one psalm, and we break it down verse by verse, maybe even word by word. We give you a ton of context so that you can really understand what the author was trying to say. And sometimes that can be more of an intellectual exercise. But this week we're going to do something a little different. We are going to close out the series with the last five psalms. So we're going to do five psalms tonight, which will be a little bit more reading than usual, but that's okay. Less of my words, more of his. Amen. That's always good. But the last five psalms of the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, are known as the Hallelujah Psalms. They are a collection of psalms, and they're called the Hallelujah Psalms because they all begin and end with the phrase, Hallelujah. So we'll be reading out of the ESV, and in the ESV it actually translates hallelujah into praise the Lord. That's what it means. We'll talk about that in a second. Some translations will leave it hallelujah. If you have like the CSB or the LSB, it'll just say hallelujah. But hallelujah is a Hebrew phrase. It's formed from two Hebrew words. The first one is alelu, which means to praise or to boast or to brag about. And the second word is Yah, which is like a shortened nickname for God's proper name, Yahweh. So you smash those together, and it means to praise or boast or brag about the Lord. So praise is not really an intellectual exercise. It is a spiritual one. It's a relational exercise. And praise can be something very easy to do if you enjoy, respect, and love the thing that it is that you're trying to talk about. So if you enjoy and you love the Lord, it can be very easy to praise Him. But if you don't, it can be much more difficult. Theologian Vance Havner says it like this. I think it's a great quote. He says that what is down in the well of our hearts is what will come up in the buckets of our speech. So if you have love and appreciation for the Lord down in your heart, then that's what will come out in your word. So tonight, as we read these last five psalms, I want to really focus on allowing our spirit, our souls to echo these praises, to allow the wells of our heart to be filled with praise for the Lord. Let's try and see if we can find new ways, explore new ways to praise the Lord, ways that we haven't previously considered. Tonight we're going to read about princes and sea monsters and liars, not people who don't tell the truth, but instruments. And even though we don't really have those sorts of things in our culture today, think about what is like the closest approximation. You know, maybe a prince would be like a politician or a celebrity or a scholar that we really look up to, someone who can carry a lot of influence and power. And sea monsters can just be large animals versus small ones, and liars can be a variety of different instruments. So don't think that these don't apply to us because you don't recognize what some of these things are. But one more thing I do want to try to do tonight, and I normally don't ask for participation, but like I said, the beginning and end of each one of these psalms has the phrase, praise the Lord. So what I would like to do is have you guys respond when I read those with hallelujah. Would you guys be willing to do that for me? I'll signal for it. You guys will know when we're doing it. But there's five psalms, that means two hallelujahs each, beginning and end, so that's 10 hallelujahs. If you are into numbers or numerology, Walter's not here, but I guess you can talk to me about it afterwards. It is significant that the book of Psalms, which is the book of praise, ends with 10 hallelujahs praising the Lord. It's a beautiful example of divine completion. That's a hint to what 10 usually represents in the Bible. But we are going to start with Psalm 146, so if you want to turn your Bibles there. Some of you probably already are there. All right, so Psalm 146, it really starts off, it kicks off these psalms, praising him as a protector, being the only one that we can truly put all of our trust in. So that's what this first psalm is praising him for. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing the praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes judgment for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, this is going to be great. So this first psalm really emphasizes trust in God alone, opposed to relying on human leaders. And then it really also focuses on why we can trust him, right? His faithfulness, his justice, and his care for the vulnerable, the oppressed, the hungry, the prisoners, the blind, the strangers, the orphans, and the widows. It says, don't put your trust in the faith of princes or the sons of man, that's us, not the Son of Man, Jesus, but a Son of Man like us. Instead, put your trust in the one that executes judgment for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, sets the prisoners free, opens the eyes of the blind, protects the foreigners and the fatherless and the widows, the people who are most vulnerable, the easiest to take advantage of. He protects them from the wicked, and he reigns forever for all generations. So Psalm 147 changes gears a bit. Now it's going to praise him as a creator. And this is the longest of the psalms tonight, so we're going to get through this one. But it really focuses on his creative power, all of the things that he created. All right, so starting in verse 147. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and gives them all their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble and he casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor is his pleasure in the legs of men. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals like crumbles. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and then melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in this psalm, it really focuses on his creative power, and his providential care of the people of Israel. It speaks of his healing of the brokenhearted, the numbering of the stars, providing for all the creatures and delighting in those who fear in him. But then it gives us three reasons to praise the Lord right off the bat. It is good, it is pleasant, and it is fitting. It is a good thing for us to praise the Lord. It is pleasant, it makes us feel good, and it is fitting because he deserves it. But then it has this line about, and this is where I always get a little nerdy, but it has this line about, he determines the number of the stars and he gives them all their names. And I'm sure you're all wondering, because I did, how many stars are there? There are estimated to be 1 times 10 to the 25 stars in the observable universe. That's 10 septillion, which means 1 with 25 zeros after it. Steve, how long would it take to count them all? Well, I did the math for you. If you named 5 stars per second, it would take 15 billion years to name them all. So what does that tell us? He named them all at once. In one creative power, he named all the stars. It's just another great display of his power. Now, the rest of these things, I think we can very often take some of these things for granted, the things that are listed here. Like, he covers the heavens with the clouds. Have you ever considered that God could have created a world without clouds, without rain, without shade trees, without a variety of food, plant, and beast for us to eat? A world without snow, without frost, a world without a moon for light at night, without 10 septillion stars twinkling in the sky. Sometimes we take these things for granted. Sometimes we even get a little annoyed by them. You know, man, it's raining again. It's 3 days in a row. I wish it would stop raining. And then 2 weeks later, we're like, could really use a little rain out there. Like, what's going on? But how often do we take time to really sit and appreciate all of these little things that God has provided? I think it's good for us to go out, sit on your porch from time to time, maybe go for a hike, and just really appreciate the magnificence of his creation. So Psalm 148 kind of picks up right after Psalm 147. Psalm 147 is praising God as the creator, and then Psalm 148 is commanding all of creation to praise God. Okay? Now, if these 5 psalms were a song that was sort of closing out the book of songs, if this was like one big finale at the end, the first 2 psalms are kind of like the first 2 verses, all right? And this is going to be sort of the first chorus of this final song, all right? So kind of keep that in mind. We're getting into the chorus now. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and the waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, storming wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all of his saints, for the people of Israel who are near him, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this psalm really starts getting into calling on creation to praise the Lord. It tells us to praise from the heavens, these celestial bodies, all of its inhabitants, the animals, the mountains, the kings, young and old people, praise the Lord, like this grand symphony of universal praise. Now, it does make this mention of a horn. I want to make sure you guys know what that's talking about. That would be considered a sign of strength and power, like a king or a prince would have like a ram's horn to display his strength and power. So that's what they're talking about there. But if 148 was the first chorus, 149 is sort of like the bridge, okay? It comes down just a little bit, and then it's going to start ramping up for 150, which is the big finale to the book, all right? So we're hitting the bridge now. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly, that's us. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, make melody with him with a tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. So obviously this psalm starts to focus on the people of God praising the Lord. And it's in the context of like victory and vindication, but it's also encouraging them to make new songs and new praise. Now listen, I know we're in East Tennessee, all right? And I know a lot of you in here still have some Baptists living deep down inside, right? Hands down, don't sway too much, all right? Don't sing louder than the person next to you, right? I get it, it's part of the culture. But I want you to think about it like this. And this is coming from a guy who has no ability to carry a tune. I have no rhythm whatsoever, all right? I'm the last person you want to hear singing, the last person you want to see dancing. But if you have kids in here, I want you to think about a time that you brought, that they've brought you a picture that they drew, all right? Maybe it's just a couple of stick figures. Not exactly the Mona Lisa, right? Michelangelo's David. But it's a picture of you and them, and maybe your little stick hands are holding each other, and there's hearts in the sky. And that's probably more moving to you than any piece of art that you've ever seen in a museum, because it's about the heart of it. You don't need a beautiful singing voice. You don't need to know how to play an instrument. You don't even need rhythm or coordination. Think about it like this. Think about the stars, the sun, the moon, the trees, the mountains, all of the animals. Now think, does the Mona Lisa or the sculpture of David, does that compare to any of that? It's like finger paints compared to his creative power. You don't need all that to praise the Lord, okay? Don't let any of that hold you back from expressing your worship. All right, so Psalm 150 is the big finale we've built up, and this serves as the ultimate climactic hallelujah. This is the end of the book of Psalms, so let's go ahead and read it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals, and praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This final psalm covers four important parts to praise. Who, where, why, and how. The who is obvious. We praise the Lord. Where? We praise him everywhere, on earth and also in heaven. Why do we praise him? Because of his mighty deeds and according to his greatness. We praise him for what he does and for who he is. How? How do we praise him? With song and dance, with our words, and with our hearts. As we get ready to close and enter a time of worship, worship team, you guys can come back up. I also want to enter a time of praise. And not just the normal praise that you normally do. Okay? Don't just sing along the way you normally do, the same things that we do week after week. Let's try and do something new, each individually. Let's take some time to reflect on the blessings that God has provided you in your life. Try thinking of things that you've never even thought before that you needed to thank him of, and thank him for those things. Take some time to fill up the well of your heart with thanksgiving and appreciation and love. Then once your well is full in a new way, let's drop that bucket down and pull out a new message of praise to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we know that you alone are worthy of praise. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for what you've done. Lord, I just pray that you will open our hearts to all of the little things that you have done that we should be praising you over, so that we can fill the wells of our hearts with praise and appreciation for you. And when those wells in our heart are overflowing with praise, I pray that the buckets of our speech will overflow with words and singing and dancing of praise, so that when we go out, when we leave this place, we can't help but tell people about how great you are, that we can't help but boast and brag about how great our God is, about how beautiful his creation is, about how trustworthy he can be in his promises, about how loving and sacrificing he's been, about how he was there for us when no one else was. We praise you because you alone are worthy of praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.